Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we got a lot to talk about. China is working on a new vaccine, a new COVID vaccine. They're actually going to be trialing it to hopefully attack the Omicron variant. Again, we're going to talk about how we keep on being behind the curve. By the time we get a new vaccine, we're already on a new variant. So what I think we should do. Also, it looks like the UN finally got off their butts and have been evacuating people from Mariupol. So hopefully thousands of civilians now, lives could be saved with the Ukraine-Russia war. We'll talk about what's going on and, again, what I think the UN should be doing. A lot more news coming on the COVID front, a lot more news on that hepatitis. We're going to talk about what parents need to look for as these hepatitis cases start to crop across the United States. And it is a very mysterious type, not the typical hepatitis that we know about. So we're going to keep you guys posted. It's going to be a little bit of a chaotic day because I need to run off to go to my students' graduation, medical students' graduation. But never too chaotic to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So really quickly, before I begin, some more of my baby doctors are graduating today. It's like, yay, we're going to get a bunch of new doctors. And again, I am so excited for the future of medicine because these kids are amazing. But I have been teaching medical students since I was a medical student myself. You just, once you go into school, you just start teaching. And in a bunch of different areas, I have taught students. And I'm at the point now where my doctors are retiring, or my doctors are, you know, maybe they're not retiring, and they're just like, oh, you know, Dahlia, you know, I think I'm locking up. You know, meanwhile, they're probably still seeing patients going, I don't want to be Dahlia's doctor anymore. I don't know. But all I know is I've been going to doctors now for, like, I don't know, a quarter of a century, and they were older than me. And if I consider myself old, imagine how much older these guys are. And so I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to find another doctor. Well, the majority of doctors I have taught at some point or another. And so having to ask a student or a former student to be your doctor is a little tricky because which one do you pick? Everybody's like, oh, no. You know what? You got to get the smart. You know who your smartest students were. You could tell by, you know, what they did in your office. You could tell by what they do with their grades. Pick the smartest student. I don't think so. I don't think I want the smartest student. I think I want the class clown. And this is my thinking. Okay, one is the class clown was more like me. And there were some real smart asses, you know, throughout the years who I taught. So these class clowns have a place in the heart. But I think the reason why I want the class clown is I want a discourse when I'm a patient. Okay, and I want some input. I am so afraid that some of my students who were the smartest students I had in the class are going to say, no, Dr. Dahlia, no, we're doing it this way. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm not ready for that. I am not ready for any of my students to be smarter than me. And so why would I already start on the left foot by picking a student who's smarter? See, I don't necessarily need a doctor who will teach me or will find out what's wrong. Remember, I could do my own pap smears. And by the way, my gynecologist is awesome. She's not going anywhere, I don't think. Even if later my gynecologist did retire, I'll just go to her house with the speculum. I have, so none of my students will have to do gynecology on me. I would never force them to do that. None of my former, I don't think, because I don't want them to quit medicine. The whole purpose of my teaching them was so that they would stay in medicine. The last thing I want them to do is, you know what, I'm out. This is just too much work. Nobody should be subjected to this. But I need a physician at this point, because in order to get anything done in medicine, it's all about referrals. It's all about, okay, well, you need, I mean, I can't order my own mammograms now. I can't, I mean, you need a doctor to do it. You need a medical provider to do it. So the last thing I need is to go, you know, and go and see one of my former students and go, okay, you know, I'm here for a mammogram. And they're like, you know what? You know, you really have an issue, you know, with these double Ds. You are at higher risk for a whole bunch of things. You really need to think about, but I don't want to think about anything. I just want my mammogram order. Yet the class clown, you know, if I go to one of the students as a class clown, they're like, you're finally getting the puppy checked. They go, yeah, I'm going to get that done. You know, can you find a mammogram that doesn't mind going all the way to the ground? You know, well, you know, I could get you some suspenders. Let's get you some mammogram. And I would rather have a physician who I can at least joke with. And mind you, it is going to be awkward having, you know, a student. And I'm very humble. You know, I can't tell you how many times I would run things by the student. In fact, there's one student who does amazing makeup who I think I'm going to have do my makeup, because I think she's fantastic. So I have no problem being humbled and asking for that. But I just think that, you know, as I need to now navigate this new healthcare system that is very new to me. Because, you know, as a doctor, I used to be able to walk in anywhere. I mean, this was my turf. I could walk into the hospital, check on a patient I want to, you know, get medical records I need to, be able to give input, say, look, I think you need to do this, whatever. Now, I don't recognize anybody. Nobody recognizes me. They're all new. They've all moved in. They act like they own the town, and I've been here since the 80s. You kidding me? You kidding me? And it's just different. And now to navigate things, you know, you can't just say, well, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I need to get this done, and here's my insurance card and whatever. Now it's, well, somebody needs to have authorized it. The insurance needs to approve it. And it's just frustrating, and I get it. I'm not saying I should have any different sort of path than anybody else, but I'm not used to that path, and I got to get somebody. And I'm at the point now where, you know, my baby doctors have, you know, grown up and they're all graduating or have graduated and they're all out there. And, you know, I got to pick somebody, and I'm so afraid that they're going to be like hiding. You know, Dr. Dolly needs a doctor. They're going to be like, man, I didn't study enough psych. What do I do? You know, and I'm going to be like, no, it's going to be much simpler than that. That's another thing, too. When I pick a doctor, they have to then know about all the, like, you know, intricacies. I don't know who I could do that to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been a lot of questions, and let me just kind of field them. So some of you are wondering, should you even be bothering with a booster now or just wait for the fall? Some of you are wondering what's going on with the new vaccine, when are we going to finally get it? Well, possibly 3 years after the first virus started to make its way around the world, looks like we might be getting new vaccines. Why are the new vaccines addressing Omicron, and what is the baby Omicron doing right now to people? So let me just kind of get through some of these questions as a whole. I'll just make this segment just the scoop. Okay, so first and foremost, I had a very, very busy weekend because I did work amongst so much other stuff that I did this weekend, and man, Omicron is back. It doesn't seem to be as deadly, thank God, but man, it's infectious. And when somebody said, look, you know, somebody had it, and within a day I had it, and then my wife had it, and it is a very fast-spreading variant. And so now the baby Omicron, or the BA2, has superseded the BA1. And remember how quickly we all got regular Omicron back in January? Some of you guys were able to miss that one. I don't know how you missed the first Omicron wave. That was fantastic. But a lot of us who were vaccinated, boosted, we still got it. So now the baby Omicron is making its way, and many people are shocked that they just got over the first Omicron in January, and now they're getting it again. So answer the first question is, can you get both Omicrons, both baby Omicron from daddy Omicron? Yes, you can. Yes, absolutely. You could get infected with both. Remember I told you guys that there was almost a relapse or an encore where some of you got Omicron and then you felt better and then a couple weeks later you got sick again? So, you know, Omicron does not seem to give you that, okay, you know, after the flu you got sick and you were like good for a few months. Omicron doesn't seem to necessarily have that. You do get a nice natural immunity boost, but it seems like now with the baby Omicron and possibly grandbaby Omicrons coming, those you can still be susceptible. So the reason why I bring this up, not to scare anybody, I don't want anybody scared, but one, be aware that you could get sick, and number two is if you are planning travel or you are planning to go somewhere that is going to make you test for COVID, please keep in mind that as this wave is coming, you could test positive. So for anybody thinking, all right, kids are done with school, I am getting out of Dodge. I mean, I'm locally going to go somewhere. I'm still keeping it local, although you have to travel to New York, which is, I mean, to me, it's not local because that's really far away from me. But keep in mind that you might still have to have a mask. You might still have to undergo testing, especially if you're going out of town or going to a place who is going to, you know, want to test that. Okay, next, the vaccines. As we discussed last week, Pfizer and Moderna are working on, and they believe they will be able to launch these COVID vaccines that are more specific to Omicron variant by the fall. I know some of you guys are scratching your heads going, okay, we're behind the curve on that one. Omicron's going to be done. We're going to probably have a Snuffleupagus variant or something else by the time. And, you know, no, I don't think we're going to name it Snuffleupagus because we still have so many Greek letters to use. But the reason why is Omicron variant, which I have said for the longest time, the main Omicron, not the baby Omicrons, but the main Omicron variant, has multiple spike protein mutations that we've kept on seeing ever since Alpha variant. Remember we had the UK variant, then we had the South African variant. So the UK variant was Alpha, the South African was Beta, the Delta was the India variant, the Lambda was the one for Peru, you know, and then we're like, forget it, we don't want to name, you know, countries in this, we're just going to call it these Greek names. But since Alpha, we have this N501Y mutation, the E484K mutation. These have been common mutations. And so for years, we've been saying, look, you know, if you're going to have a vaccine, you might want to make sure it includes these mutations. Well, the spike protein mutations that we have through this mRNA vaccine that we have, which is a fantastic technology, was wild type. The original virus that leaked or was in someone's bat soup or wherever the hell it was, they're saying. So it doesn't, so we are making spike proteins that don't have that mutation. So it's very simple, you know, to do. That's why we all ascribe to this mRNA technology and, you know, being able to use a vaccine now with this fantastic sort of advancement, because you could tweak it to, if we're going to be getting a vaccine to build spike proteins, make them the ones that most of these variants have. So the reason why they're saying Omicron is because many of these variants are in Omicron, Delta, Beta, Lambda, and these other ones. It's just, since Omicron is the latest one we know, it's a lot more understandable. Moderna thinks they are going to have it by the fall. The U.S. will probably spend another $5 to $12 billion on these vaccines. Keep in mind, I think we still have over 160 million doses just sitting around that people aren't getting. Why aren't people getting these vaccines that the U.S. still has? Well, because a lot of them have booster hesitancy. This booster hesitancy is being driven by a lot of us still getting Omicron. And when we got our butts kicked, a lot of people felt, and they told me, even physicians, saying, look, I just don't want to put anything else in my body. I want my body to regroup. I want my body to recuperate. And there's been some public health officials kind of going back and forth on should you get the booster or should you wait. Now, anybody who's immunocompromised, anybody that doesn't have adequate immunity to these COVID variants, we are recommending they get boosted. But in terms of getting your third shot or your fourth shot, it's mixed. You know, I personally, I would really love to wait for the new one, you know, but I also don't want any more variants coming into my body. So I'm mixed on it, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, and this is the way it always should have been, it's your choice. If you want to get it, get it. It's there. We have plenty of it. And in fact, I don't know how much longer, you know, they could be around. Remember, they have a storage shelf life. They have a freezer life, a refrigerator life. And I would really strongly urge America to save a good amount that they feel they need and please donate the rest. Give them to some of these other countries that need it. But us having that news headline that we have millions of doses just sitting there not wanted, it's crushing, especially to see what's going on around the world. So Moderna has sent a timeline. They believe that they are going to have a more superior vaccine, variant-specific booster, that is going to be available by the fall of 2022. The FDA has set a deadline of June for drug manufacturers to submit a formula for variant-specific vaccines. I don't know why this wasn't done a year ago. I mean, now all of a sudden they have to submit the formula. You would have thought this would have been done already. Doses of the modified vaccines could cost the government between $5 billion and $12 billion, according to the New York Times. So, you know, as I said before, these variants have these very common predictable mutations. And these common predictable mutations, the E484A, the N501Y, there's another one that's a really, really common one that I keep seeing. There's another one that just make those, do the mRNA vaccine with that. These spike proteins make the virus more infectious, more they could latch on, escape immunity. So, I mean, it's about time. It's high time. Some of your other questions have surrounded these home COVID tests. Your home COVID test is negative. So you think you're in the clear and you go to work just to find out that you still have COVID. Everybody else around you has COVID. So why did your test come up negative? Please keep in mind these home COVID tests were designed, again, for the wild type. And even though the nucleocapsid, which we believe that's what these home tests are also picking up, should not be mutating as much, we are hearing that they are. And that a home test might not be able to pick up some of these variants as well. Back in January, the original Omicron, some studies looking at the efficacy of home tests, one found the overall rate to be down to like 37%. Which means if you think you have COVID and you have symptoms and you take a home COVID test and it's negative, that doesn't mean to me jack diddly squat. If it's positive, that means a lot. There's very rarely false positives on these suckers. So if you test positive, you can trust you're positive. But if you test a negative, you might need to repeat it a few days. You might need to do a PCR. You might still need to isolate. But the one thing I have noticed are the people with fevers are The higher fevers are triggering the test. And we are seeing some high fevers with COVID. So even though they used to be milder, we are seeing the higher. If you don't have a fever, it might take a little longer, it looks like, to pick up positive. That's just something I'm noticing with my patients. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden remembered his colleague and friend, former Vice President Walter Mondale, at Fritz's Memorial Sunday.
What Fritz is really saying, looking down, is, Joe, hide your Irish Catholic enthusiasm a little bit and be more Norwegian.
First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Eastern Europe this week to meet with U.S. service members, diplomats, and displaced Ukrainians. Her office made the announcement overnight. Biden will visit refugees in NATO member countries, Romania and Slovakia. Ukraine announced Monday that it hit two Russian naval vessels in the Black Sea with drone strikes. The armed drones hit two Russian patrol boats early this morning near Snake Island. The video footage shows the Russian boats getting hit by the drones, but it isn't clear if they had sunk. USA Radio News. Paroled in 2003, Kathy Boden, who spent decades in prison for her part in the deadly 1981 Brinks armored truck heist as a member of the Weather Underground, died of cancer at the age of 78 in New York on Sunday. The Rockland County heist netted them $1.6 million and cost the lives of two police officers and a Brinks security guard. Some lawmakers are going after Citibank after their actions will lead to deaths.
Republicans are calling on the Senate to terminate its contract with Citibank. The bank recently announced it would pay employees in states with anti-abortion laws to travel to other states to abort their babies. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying Citi's decision to finance abortion tourism for its employees in brazen circumvention of state law shows a reckless disregard for the lives of preborn children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when Biden, I think, got a colonoscopy or something like that? Kamala Harris was president for a little bit. I know it was okay. They didn't tell the world that because they probably didn't out. They usually tell us after going, yep, president's back to work. They're like, really? Yep, Kamala took over for a few hours. I think that also happened. I think Trump had a colonoscopy and Mike Pence took things over. Well, Putin allegedly is going to have a little bit more than a colonoscopy, from what I understand. He is rumored to be getting abdominal surgery for abdominal cancer. And there's going to be a former KGB officer temporarily taking over. So the Mirror has reported that Vladimir Putin has to address his medical issues, including surgery for alleged abdominal cancer. He's going to be obviously temporarily incapacitated, necessitating someone else to work in his capacity. And an insider to the Kremlin reports Security Council Security Secretary Nikolai Patrushev, a former KGB counterintelligence officer, would take over while the 69-year-old president of Russia undergoes treatment. Now, this is a little unique. I'm not really that, versed on Russian politics and succession of power, but the prime minister is Mikhail Vladimirovich Mishustin. That's the prime minister who officially would take over if Putin ever left, office because of something. But that doesn't seem to be what's going to happen. Seems like he is appointing a proxy for him, which would supersede the prime minister, and it would be this Nikolai Patrushev. Not exactly sure what that would entail, but many people are wondering, well, okay, what type of cancer does he have? Well, it's, I try to superficially diagnose. I don't think anybody should diagnose, over a video or some clips that you get, sent on the news, but abdominal cancer could range from a variety of things. And so he could have colorectal cancer. He could have cancer of the kidneys. He could have stomach cancer. He could have esophageal cancer. He could have cancer of the pancreas. Biliary cancer. So anything in that biliary tract, gallbladder, the ducts, liver cancer, appendiceal cancer, lymphoma, sarcoma, adrenal cortical cancer, where you have cancer of the adrenals, peritoneal cancer, where you have cancer of the cells within the peritoneum. That's what I'm scared about for me. It's rare as hell, but I have a very weird peritoneum because my bowels, ever since my running days, got a lot of scar tissue and are attached to that lining of the stomach, the peritoneum. And when I hear about peritoneal cancer, I just hope to God, nobody gets it because it's not an easy one to find or an easy one to treat because your abdominal cavity is so non-localized that, you'd have to go through some major chemotherapy. But that's what I worry about with me. So if God forbid anything happens to me, call my family and go, will you double check her for peritoneal cancer? Mesothelioma, something else that can hit the abdomen, metastatic tumors, obviously. So him having a surgery for abdominal cancer, which is also very interesting, because, we used to maybe, do Whipple procedures on the pancreas, but a lot of GI cancers you can't do surgery on. You'll just do chemo. So when I hear that he has to have surgery, then that means that either he's going through a debulking procedure where there's so much cancer, they just gotta clean it out, take whatever they can to slow down its growth because it's terminal, or he has something that is localized enough that they think the removal of it will lengthen his life. So when I hear that he's having an actual surgery, I start to think more colorectal cancer, renal cancer, sarcoma. So the other thing, too, that we have to kind of also understand is, let's say somebody has cancer of the testicles, the bladder, the prostate, the penis. They're not going to say genital cancer. So if they're going to talk about it, they might be like, oh, yeah, it's tummy. You're like, when I was having menstrual cramps and bad periods, I told you guys, but I mean, around others, did I say that? I go, oh no, I just said my tummy hurts. So that's another thing. This could be, he has prostate cancer. Even though that's not technically abdominal cancer, they might say that because, yeah. So, a source also says he suffers from Parkinson's and schizoaffective disorder. So, schizoaffective disorder combines symptoms of schizophrenia and mood disorder. So, schizoaffective disorder can exhibit in hallucinations, delusions, depression, anxiety, manic episodes, communication difficulties, and more. So, remember I told you guys when we've been watching these videos of him and he has abnormal movements of his hand, especially his right hand? And similar to Hitler had a tremor with his left hand, but Putin seems to have things that he can't control. That could be a sign of Parkinson's, as Parkinson's is neurodegenerative. But I also said it could be a Parkinson-like syndrome if he's taking antipsychotic medications. So you could get these these Parkinson's, they could get these sort of tremors and these sort of symptoms because you're taking a medication and that can affect your nerves. So if he does have schizoaffective disorder, hallucinations, delusions, depression, anxiety, manic episodes, communication difficulties, and more, he might be on a medication for that, and that medication could make him have these symptoms. So that's why I'm not saying he 100% is Parkinson's. Yes, his symptoms look very close to that, but I'm also wondering if it's medication-induced. And there's been a lot of talk about him, you know, not being very, you know, lucid with his thoughts and having these, you know, visions of grandeur and delusions of grandeur and, you know, very similarly to what Hitler had. Hitler, though, I believe was on methamphetamine as well. So there's, you know, when you have drugs, because remember, I mean, when you're president like that, you can get your hold of anything. And when you demand something or they lose their life, people are going to get whatever that president wants or ruler wants. So I wouldn't be surprised if he also has issues with the medications that he's taking. So we will keep you posted. One very good new piece of news we got is the UN and the Red Cross has combined. Finally, the UN got involved because the Red Cross has been trying to evacuate civilians, but the UN Red Cross operation is underway to evacuate civilians from Mariupol. According to Saviano Abreu of OCHA in Ukraine, a safe passage operation is ongoing today. Efforts are being coordinated by the UN, the International Committee of the Red Cross, in coordination with the parties to the conflict. According to news reports, more than 100 civilians were allowed to leave in the first phase of the operation. Now, I don't know if you guys saw some of the video. There was some video on Fox News showing what these people were enduring in the Azovstal steel plant where they were hiding in the tunnels. And there were people, women, children, babies, no diapers. So they were using plastic and whatever things they could use for diapers. Mold, the ceilings were, I mean, it was basically, they were hiding out in this, similar to what you would have seen, you know, during Hitler and the basement hidings that people had to endure. And they were there for nearly 2 months. Women, children, elderly, they're going to be evacuated to Zaporizhia, and which is under Ukrainian control to the north of Mariupol. They are going to receive immediate humanitarian support, psychological services, according to Saviano. And Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to Moscow to meet with Vladimir Putin last week, securing an agreement from the Russian premier in principle to allow this weekend's life-saving operation to take place after weeks of failed attempts to provide a safe humanitarian corridor for mass evacuation. In the meantime, there is another evacuation trying to go, and that is sadly being impeded by Russians for the Rubinzi region. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, some of you have some really good smart aleck comments about who my doctor should be, but I want to talk about something really seriously first, all right? This mysterious hepatitis, they're calling it a mysterious hepatitis or hepatitis of unknown origin, but most headlines call it the mysterious hepatitis that is popping up around the country as well as around the globe. And we got a little bit more insight from the CDC this weekend that I want to share with you. And I want some parents to be aware of some things to look for, because what I have noticed over the phone through telemedicine, and I'm licensed in multiple states, is parents are calling and they're asking for nausea medicine and they just want to hang up and go about their day. And in case their kids have this mysterious hepatitis, I want to make sure a medical provider is actually looking at the child and testing them for it. So I know a lot of parents are worried. We'll just kind of break down what's going on. So about a week or two ago, we heard that there were some kids that had a very strange sort of inflammation of the liver. Hepatitis is a broad term for inflammation of the liver. Most people think, oh, hepatitis, yeah, you get that when you eat, you know, bad meat or some, you know. Now, that's just a type of hepatitis. There's viral hepatitis, A, B, C, D, E. These are viruses that are out there, but we don't think that's what's going on. This is a type of hepatitis that is a inflammation of the liver, but maybe from a different source, not necessarily a hepatitis virus. The CDC thinks it might be a different virus called adenovirus 41. Now, multiple things can cause inflammation of the liver. You could have alcohol, but we don't think these kids are drinking alcohol. You could have poisoning, chemicals. You know, we're flooded with chemicals around us with all the disinfectants and anti-COVID type stuff. That could, you know, yeah, affect the liver. Vaccines could affect the liver, autoimmune hepatitis, but that's very, very rare. And we don't really see a link between vaccines, especially the COVID vaccine. Many of these kids didn't get the COVID vaccine, so we're ruling that out. And then there's other things that could inflame the liver. But right now, the CDC thinks this is a virus, a particular virus called adenovirus 41. This virus is known to cause GI upset, you know, and cause a rare sort of, you know, infection. Also, adenoviruses are in the cold family, you know, where you could get cough, cold, upper respiratory. So we're still a little confused as to why this could be deadly, where it's already killed a child, caused 17 to need transplants. There's been, I don't think we have the number as of today, but as of a couple days ago, there were at least 27 known cases. I should say 27 suspected cases, with many more expected to be reported. Now, I know some of you guys are going, oh my God, it's spreading all over. We just might hear more cases as doctors are like, wait a second. This kid's abdominal pain, maybe that was the hepatitis. You know, so there might be some more data coming in, and then that's going to look like the numbers are rising. But I am concerned that this is something that is spreading. We do see adenovirus like to make its way during the spring months. We still have some, you know, places dealing with heavy snow. And so far, the states that have, I don't want to say have been affected, but have been reporting them, have been like Wisconsin, Indiana, Alabama, Tennessee, California. So I can't really find necessarily a pattern. But, you know, this isn't just an American thing. We see these in countries. Israel had reported multiple cases, Denmark, Norway, UK, Ireland, Netherlands, Romania, Japan, Belgium, Spain, France, Italy, Canada. So this is something that we can't necessarily just blame on something we do in America, or a fast food chain or something. You know, this is a, I believe, you know, when you see a global, we're not pandemic or epidemic, but we see clusters of cases globally, it means that there's something that, one, could be circulating globally, but might be affecting a population differently than it would have affected them in the past. What is so susceptible about these children now? Why is it only affecting children? Now, we are seeing grown-up autoimmune hepatitis and grown-up hepatitis. We're seeing that. But they're not linking it with this. They're saying that most of these kids are younger. In fact, some of the data that the CDC has told us is that they looked at the 9 Alabama cases. And of these 9 Alabama cases, all of the children were under 7 years old. The average age was 2. That's why we can't say it's a COVID vaccine, or it does make people wonder if any of the vaccination that these kids are getting, you know, before school. The problem with that is the vaccine program might be different in these other countries. So we can't necessarily say it's that, but it's something to think about. They, however, the CDC, though, tested them and did detect adenovirus. They said adenovirus was detected in whole blood specimens from all patients by real-time PCR testing, which is pretty damn accurate. They said that low viral loads precluded sequencing among 3 patients. Residual specimens were not available for sequencing for 1. 7 patients were co-infected with other pathogens. 6 were also positive for Epstein-Barr, which can cause mono. But keep in mind, that Epstein-Barr is all over. I mean, Epstein Barr, most of us get exposed to that from our parents, from, they call it the kissing disease, but most of us, might test positive for that anyway. Other viruses were enterovirus, rhinovirus, metapneumovirus, respiratory syncytial virus, human coronavirus, OC43. So there were other viruses, but a common thread was this adenovirus. But this is what's very interesting. When these kids presented originally, they had upper respiratory symptoms. It wasn't just about nausea and vomiting. So these kids started out with colds, coughing, sneezing. Then they had some nausea and vomiting. Then they got the abdominal pain. And by the time they, ended up in the hospital, they already had icterus. We call it scleral icterus or conjunctiva icterus, where the white of the eye becomes yellow. And then the skin, you can look at their palms. They just, with their skin, look yellow. And so parents tell me, when they go, oh, yeah, my kid has nausea, vomiting, so they just got a stomach bug. Give me some, Zofran. I'm like, we want to be on the lookout for this hepatitis. Oh, no, they're not yellow. I'm not worried. By the time they turn yellow, that's a little bit more severe. So early symptoms of these severe cases that these kids had in Alabama, the first cluster that they found of the 9 cases, they were looking like COVID. I mean, upper respiratory, some nausea, some diarrhea, that's what COVID looks like. A lot of viruses look the same. So what I'm telling parents to do is early symptoms are nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, upper respiratory symptoms. With these babies, they might have a poor appetite. They don't want to eat. Obviously that's a sign something's wrong. They could also get a fever. As symptoms progress, they might get worsening abdominal pain, the yellow eyes, the yellow skin, a really bad headache, fatigue. Now, why the bad headache? Well, one of the cases was an encephalitis where the infection spread to the brain. So this is an adenovirus. Remember, it's not a hepatitis virus. This is an adenovirus that could cause any of these things. It just seems to be happening, bothering the liver. So one theory is that maybe these kids are so, it could be a new virus that got leaked. It could be a new variant. It could be something that, has evolved. But another thing is maybe these kids' immunity is a little bit down because they've been homeschooled. They've been masked up. Such that when an adenovirus does circulate, rather than them just pinging in and, not their immune system not really, giving a heart and dude about it, they start to succumb to it. So we can't figure it out. We are worried about a weakened immunity in kids. We are worried about, we don't want kids to get COVID. And, but in the process of trying to protect kids from COVID, we might have made them more susceptible to other illnesses. And this might be an example of that. So we'll keep you guys posted. Parents, watch out for those signs. I published this on my Twitter, Facebook, and website. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.